edition of the Latin Babbler Show. I am here tonight with Ms. Rocky.
Woohoo! Happy hump day, guys.
Ojike is in the house.
What up, fam? Welcome back.
Hannah, and we have Bree.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
All right, so we are going to first start off because my Tela Tigra is not with us tonight. It is her birthday. So all together, spontaneously, we are going to sing happy birthday. And we're going to say Tigra instead of, you know, what we normally would say. You ready? So one, two, three. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
To you, to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Hope you had an amazing day, girl.
She did.
Next up is regionals, everyone.
Eurovision contest, right? We're going to be like those dudes who are saying chilling with the homies. So, yeah, she's actually having a really good day. I believe Ms. Rocky, she went to the place that you had mentioned it to us about. What's that place
called? The Blue Lagoon. The Blue Lagoon down in Homestead, Florida. Beautiful place. I'm sure she enjoyed every minute of it.
If somebody wanted to go and, like, go to that place, what would be the website that they can go to?
They're on Facebook. It would be Blue Lagoon. Just like that. The Blue Lagoon. And also on Instagram.
Yeah, and this is in Miami, I believe, right? Or is it up
correct.
In Broward?
Oh, in Homestead, Florida, Miami-Dade County.
Yes. It's beautiful. I mean, the water is blue. I mean, the whole scenery is just amazing. I was actually shocked.
Oh, she was posting on my... Yes, yes.
She's having a blast. She's over there with her family. She's doing really good. So, my Tela Tigra, if you're listening, man, we love you. Enjoy your birthday. And we can't wait to have you back next Monday. But we're going to start off with Nick Cannon, because Nick Cannon, as we mentioned quite a bit a while ago, he's going to be suing now. And he decided he's going to be suing Viacom for $1.5 billion. Billion, not million. Mm-hmm. Billion dollars.
Oh, yeah. As he should.
It's like, it's almost like Mr. Evil or Dr. Evil. $1.5 billion dollars. He's suing him over Wildin' Out, which he created. It's his thing. You know, that was the show that literally has put him on the map. And I think he has every right to do so. And I don't think he's going to win, though. But he has every right to go for it because he signed over that property. And his character was the one that made him lose that property. But he can go and try, since they severed ties. You know, it's all following the anti-Semitic remarks. But $1.5 billion, I mean, what do you guys think? You guys think he's going to win this thing or what?
I think he might, just because even his crew. Yeah, even his team is, like, supporting him, saying he put everything in there. He deserves it, so.
It was him. It was all him. I don't think he's going to get the $1.5 billion, but I think he's going to come out, you know, fairly well. Even if it's just with the intellectual property.
Yeah, definitely with something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll definitely get a settlement out of that. I think he'll definitely get a settlement out of that. But, you know, let's see.
He's got his whole team going with him anyways. I mean,
yeah, that's going to be amazing. So Kanye West in hot water. And we knew this was going to start happening because, you know, his presidency is not normal. Some people are saying that he joined in to try to take away the black vote from Joe Biden. So, you know, that's all debatable because I don't know if Joe Biden gonna get much of the black vote, but that's for Sunday's edition. But they're saying that he might be investigated for election fraud. Apparently, he submitted to these states and most of the signatures that he submitted were either false or had some type of discrepancy to them. And so he's being actually, he was already removed off the ballot. In New Jersey, I believe he's not allowed because of those discrepancies, and he's running into that situation. So, you know, I'm gonna start with you, Ms. Rocky. What do you think about that?
He's bogus. I mean, he had no substance to try to go and even try to be on a ballot for us to vote for him. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I really don't have any comments about it. I just think it's plain ridiculous. He needs to go home, stay home with his family, get on his meds, get some therapy, and just do what he needs to do. What they need to do is bring his ass to the congregation, okay?
Bring
and
him
lay
up.
Lay hands on him. Yes, they need to lay hands on him, okay? And that's what we all need to do. All right, bring him to the congregation. Let's go.
He needs some prayer. He needs some prayer. The brother is just having all kinds of issues. Bohike, what do you think?
I read, when I was reading up on it, I read a comment, and the guy was pretty funny. He was like, imagine working for, I read several comments about how horrible it is to work over there and everything else. That it's like a zoo shit show. A comment was, imagine working over there and all of a sudden, oh, now I'm running for president and you're in charge of having to make sure that you get all these people registered and all these votes and everything else. So with such short notice, it doesn't surprise me. And I don't think he's going to come out that bad. I think he'll be able to prove that, hey, okay, I wanted to run. I had people in charge. They didn't do their part or something went awry and I wasn't necessarily privy to that. Yeah, I don't think it was intentional.
Hannah, you're into some politics. What do you think about him running in general?
I'm not, you know, I used to be a big fan of his music and his vision, but it's been hard for me to be a fan. We actually share a birthday, which I used to be proud of, but not so much anymore. But I don't know. I think it'll be interesting. They're going to investigate him for this. If he were to go further, they would investigate him for something else. So better just get it over with now.
Right. I would just say take him off the ballot. I don't think he needs to be there, honestly. He's a waste of time.
I don't want him to split up the vote.
Yeah. Third-party teams have never done anything good for anything other than trying to, you know, try to split up the vote, like Hannah was saying. I just don't see, like, last time it was the same thing. What was her name? Who ran, I think, in New Jersey? She ended up getting, like, 3% of the vote. I can't remember her name now. Dr. Shine or Dr. Klein or something like that?
Dr. Bimbo-Pop,
I think, talking about... talking about the third party thing, right? I read that apparently it might have been a ploy between him and Trump. Again, I'm the conspiracy dude here, right? There was a ploy between Trump and him for him to kind of corner a certain amount of votes because of his popularity.
Yeah, to take it away.
Corner some votes.
Yeah,
correct. And then finally say, hey, guess what? I'm not going to win, so I'm going to give these votes over to Trump or what have you. If that's even possible. So I read something like that.
They based that off of a conversation with Jared Kushner. He had Kushner went to go visit him, and so they're automatically assuming that he's doing it to try to take away some of the black vote. Yeah. Jill Stein is her name, by the way, came to me. Yeah.
Jill Stein, she took away
3% of the Democratic vote in a lot of these different states, even in Missouri. So, yeah.
The Green Party.
Yep. So it was one of those. But Miss Rocky, I believe you have more news on Kanye.
Of course. Well, you know, one of his long-term friends that they have, Mr. Rick Ross, wanted him to come and have a Sunday service at his mansion, and actually had somebody from Kanye's camp, you know, reach out to him, and he said, you know, that he missed the call. Actually, he didn't get to speak to him, and he hasn't been able to speak to him because of everything else that's been going on. He did have a article on Billboard, and he said that, you know, he didn't want to drop him on his head yet because he's been hearing too many things going on, you know, with how we're talking about the election and, you know, just things weren't looking too good for him. But since Rick Ross was having such a good week, he was on Versus last week with 2 Chainz, and he dropped his new single. He wanted actually Kanye to come and do a Sunday service. But Kanye, you know, there hasn't been any Sunday service since COVID-19. But when he did have his Sunday services, I mean, they were packed. People were like in lines for hours just to, you know, be in his service. So we'll see how that comes about, if Kanye is going to end up reaching back out to Rick Ross's camp or not. So stay tuned for that. See if he's going to have service in his mansion down here in Florida.
That's almost a T. I think they just need to stop that. He doesn't need to be turning around and going over there. Right now, Kanye should not be worrying about giving service anywhere.
I couldn't agree more.
What funny thing is that, like, Rick Ross is turning into like a Master P in the industry, where like some of these artists are kind of like behaving kind of erratically or whatever, where like they'll have or want to schedule like a sit down to kind of talk to them and kind of calm them down and kind of get their heads together. So I had seen something where he was like, you know, that's my boy and everything else, But we're going to have a sit down. Now, when he says we're going to have a sit down, that means we're going to have some serious conversations going. And like Ms. Rocky said, you know, it's about some of the election stuff, but also some of those stuff that's been going on personally, some of the comments he made during that conference he did. So, yeah, interesting.
Right.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt? Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, aka the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy
and cunty
with us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait, I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
Yeah, but we see Rick Ross shouldn't be sitting him down to talk about the election stuff. We need to talk about this guy's mindset. Like, who cares about what he's going to do about the election stuff?
No. That's what it's about. When he wants to sit him down to check him, it's essentially like that's what a sit down is. You know, we're going to get him. I want him on the phone, or I want to meet. I want to see him so we can have a sit down. You know, basically, you know, call
like
him to the carpet.
He has a lot of things to talk about. Right.
I guess. But
some explaining.
He wants to clarify some things because he says they're friends and he just kind of wants to help him out and want to help him clarify, you know, what's going on with him. Like to try to get his mind right.
He just needs to say his one thing. Sit your ass down and like, you know, start reading and fix yourself. Get your mind and body and soul out of the way. Stop messing around in the public. Like get some private points. Because he's just not having a good one.
But really quick, you know, just something that I've observed with him, with Kanye West, just in general, like just with him. He'll have a crazy moment like this. He'll go away for a couple of months, like we're suggesting. And he's going to come back and it's going to be crazy when he comes back. I mean,
maybe. He'll drop the best album on the planet the next time he comes back. So, all right. So we got some Disney news, though. So, Hannah, what we got?
Your resident Disney fan is here. So back when I was about, I don't know, 10 or 12, I was a big High School Musical fan. That was my Bible back in the day. HSM2 is my favorite, so you can come find me on that. But we all know the Man Crush Monday, Zac Efron, and he is going to be doing a remake of Three Guys and a Baby, Three Men and a Baby, I'm so sorry, on Disney Plus coming soon. So he has been doing a docu-series right now on Netflix, actually, where he's been traveling and talking about sustainability, which I think is awesome. But now he's going to be going over to Disney Plus and reuniting with the folks over there on this new live-action film. But that's all we really know so far, besides the producer, who also produced The Way Back, which I know you guys spoke about on a previous episode. So I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be good. And his Down to Earth is actually really good. It's on Netflix, guys. If you haven't watched this, it's actually a really good show.
You can learn so much just like off one episode.
Yeah, look at him. I love the environment, but I love me some Zac Efron even more.
you like the sober, clean Zac Efron, huh?
Yeah,
like
Troy Bolton. The view is amazing.
I'm sure.
Get your subscription to Disney.
And he's
Plus
funny
now.
Too. And oh, he's funny too.
He's actually pretty funny. I've explained it to a lot of people. He's going to be one of these actors who, as he ages, he's just going to become even better. Like Pierce Brosnan.
Correct.
Like, I just think he's going to be, he's going to be like one of those George Clooney types that just everybody's going to be heart throbbing over.
Yes, Bobby.
Yeah.
Yes. They're slobbering already. They're slobbering already.
Another cutie pie, Mr. Justin Timberlake, JT.
Ooh. I do love him too.
Oh, I love him too. I always loved him since NSYNC, and you know, now he, you know,
Sexy
he's solo. And he's another very talented, can act, he can sing. And, you know, he's a little bit in the ladies, you know, ladies man as well, of course. So back in November, him and his beautiful wife, Jessica Biel, had a rough patch. He had a little stint with his co-star, Alicia Wainwright. So we're probably going to have to bring him to the congregation too, guys. Because now Jessica she made him sign a infidelity clause, granting her, Jessica, everything if he cheats again. So that's including almost everything, including the full custody of their children. What do you guys think about that? I don't know.
This sets an interesting precedent for future cheating in this country, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Now, if you get cheated on, you're not going to dump him. You're just going to do an infidelity clause.
Exactly. I mean, and she says, you know, it's just like it does. And she was just saying, you know, it makes her feel more secure, you know, in their marriage. And, you know, and he's pledged that, you know, he did cheat and that he won't ever do it again. But I mean, come on. Ever is a long time.
I don't know. It's not a long time. He's married to this woman. He needs to keep his with his pants. What the hell is wrong with people today?
No, it's true, but exactly. They need to stop thinking with their pants. But like I said, forever is a long time. And they say, forever. And a week later, they're doing some stupid shit again. So come on.
Do you think the role should be reversed too? Like if she cheats, like he takes everything? Like,
well, she hasn't done it though. So you can't really pin it on her.
Right.
There's got to be something where it goes both ways. I'm assuming. I'm not 100% sure.
Right.
But because he's the party that did it, she's the one that filed. And she just wants to make sure that their power couple and whatever love she's got for him stays intact. And in this case, it's going to be like, hey, you do me like that again, I'm going to just milk you for it. But it's not the only couple that's had those type of clauses. I mean, there are clauses out there for like for Robert Downey Jr. has a clause in his marriage contract. His wife, I believe, he has to stay sober. Like, this man has to stay sober. Right. She will divorce him if he decides to quit it. So, you know, there's a bunch of people out there that have that.
When there's a lot of love, I mean, I think it's neat to sign it or whatever. If you were the guilty party or whatever and you really want to express that love to that person and then fulfill it, right?
Do it.
But yeah, it's going to be crazy for people trying to take advantage of other people, especially when, you know, in a situation like that, when people have diseases where they just, it's difficult and they need like a lot of help and some people do not seek the help. It's going to be sad to see all the crazy stuff that's going to happen with those.
Yeah, well, if he doesn't, you know, if he falls through the cracks with this, you know, he's the one that's going to be singing.
Yeah, right?
No, absolutely. And rightfully so.
Oh.
That's it. So, hey, Justin, JT, you better be on it on a straight line there, buddy.
Keep it in the pants. He comes off as like America's sweetheart. It's just so hard to see that these are moments like that where they just humanize him. He's not the little nice guy from Trolls. All right, let's just keep it at that. All right, that little
gray.
That's
how you picture him.
Yeah.
Hey, I picture
him as the plastic tooth from Saturday Night Live. Bring it on down, Plastic Bill.
Yes. Or the one up with him and Adam Sandberg when they're started doing all those videos.
Oh, I remember that.
It'll be an honor to be your new stepfather. It'll be an honor.
It's okay when it's in a three-way.
That was so good.
I'm telling you, he sounded. And he's very good friends with Jimmy Fallon, too. Like, he's you know, he's always on the show, and they're always doing their own skits and stuff. He's talented. So, come on, JT, get it together. Don't do it again.
They're going to turn around and, like, not have him. Dude, you like cheating on your wife. Nobody's going to turn around and watch a cheating troll.
Absolutely.
So, as we talk we've been talking COVID earlier on in our episodes. We haven't really brought it up, but we had to bring it up because it's kind of part of entertainment news. So, Antonio Banderas, who, you know, I actually love as an actor. He's actually funny. I don't think he's a great actor, but I think he's hilarious as an actor because everything that he says just sounds funny. It's like Mark Anthony trying to act. But my favorite movie is, you know, it's like my favorite movie is Zorro and movies like that. And I think, what was it? Desperado.
Desperado, right.
So apparently.
He did a couple of creepy movies too.
Yeah, I know, but we ain't gonna talk about those because they were horrible. All right, so apparently he's joined the list of public figures who have actually contracted COVID-19. And so he posted that on Twitter on Monday, and it was also his 60th birthday. So he turned around and he said he was celebrating in quarantine. I want to make that public today. So he's been actually quarantining for the last 14 days. My question, Ms. Rock, is did he catch it while he was in the party or did he catch it?
I don't know.
Outside the party.
I don't think that was specified there, but I don't know. He was probably, you know, doing one of his little Zorro acts with Miss Melanie Griffin and probably caught it.
Yeah, I mean, and I've read the article, I've looked it up, and I'm sitting there wondering, I'm like, okay, it doesn't really specify, and he's confusing as hell to begin with. So it doesn't say whether, okay, I went to the party and caught it, or I had to celebrate my 60th birthday, indoors because I had... COVID, right. You know, but I mean, just like everybody else, he's, you know, one of those people who, like Tom Hanks and all of these guys, they all say they caught it, but they didn't go through like a really tough thing. And he says, he just says, okay, just a little more tired than usual and confident to recover as soon as possible, following the medical indications that I hope will allow me to overcome this infectious process that I suffer and that the people is affecting around the planet. So he almost sounds like it's not a thing. Like, it's like, you know what? I'm getting over the flu. I feel bad for those of you guys who really had it bad. Mine wasn't right. So bad because I'm Antonio freaking Banderas. And hopefully you guys pan out a little better than I did. You know, Antonio doing it again. You know, strong body, strong will. 60, though. He's 60 years old.
Hey, he looks good.
Unreal.
Man, I hope I look like that when I'm 60. I got to lose some weight, though, first. Man.
You get there.
I can't stand these celebrities having parties during all this. Because some of them are like, oh, we all got tested and then we hung out. It doesn't matter. You have a platform and you're like, here's me. Oh, I had to celebrate inside for my birthday. Yeah, so did all of us. Come on now.
Right. Correct. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
We all had those drive-through parties. Hey, waving at everybody at the front lawn. Hey, hi.
I can't speak for everyone. I rode a horse on my birthday and I thought that was pretty cool. So
don't infect the horse, but I mean...
Hey,
you know, the funny part is you're right, Ms. Rocky, because Ellen DeGeneres, who we love so much now, actually complained about it. She has like one of those glass mansions. You know what I'm talking about? Like the ones that they're massive. You can see right through and everything. She was complaining that it was like a prison being in there. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I want your prison, okay? Because your prison has a view to everything. And like you live in L.A., so it's like, I want what you got. Let me have that type of prison where I can see the view everywhere and everything looks nice. Like, I don't understand this, but she was in a prison.
We're all in this together, like, guys. Even us millionaires.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ellen. I feel better now.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
While she was having parties, by the way, and that was one of the things that people were complaining is that she was being a hypocrite about the whole thing. Oh, I'm, you know, suffering through this. Like Antonio over here, who's suffering through it. 60-year-old man. Having Hollywood birthday parties indoors, complaining about, hey, you know, we had to do this through COVID.
Just so people know. I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm tired. You know, I got COVID. I feel a little better than
Hannah, you sound like that one comedian.
I mean, he's turning 60. He is going to be a little tired. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm a little
tired. I'm a little bit tired every year.
I'm real tired.
For real.
Yeah, but he's extra tired because he's COVID tired. So it's different. Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, it's a
different. Oh, okay.
And I guarantee none of them were wearing a mask.
No.
But you know what? I have a feeling it's because he's Latino. So
he had the mask with the straw hole.
Hey, Grace.
He's Latino. So no matter what COVID is hitting him, he always looks good. That's true. We even make COVID look nice.
That's it. That's what it's about.
And in honor of Antonio Banderas' Latinohood, I got the top 10 signs that you might just be a Latino. You ready?
I'm ready.
Ready for this.
So here we go. Number 10. You get the same ass whooping and rules apply to you at home, regardless whether you're 15 or 25. It doesn't matter. You get your ass whooped no matter what. It doesn't matter. The rules apply. Curfew is everything until you're 25 and you're out and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. You still get the same.
I'm 46 and I almost got slapped the other day. So
yeah. There you go. Hey, you know, I still... I still get cussed at by my mom and everything just to turn around and keep me up in discipline. So I understand. Ready? Number 9. Superstitious as hell. And you know it's true.
Yes.
We be sitting there like, oh, my hand's itching. I think I'm going to get some money. Or my ear's itching. Somebody must be talking about me. It's just a thing. Like, we're superstitious. We be putting crosses everywhere because, you know, Jesus got to, like, bless the house. Number 8. Goya product can be found in pretty much every cabinet in the kitchen.
Yes.
Yes.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm glad everybody agrees.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. There you go. All right. 7. It doesn't matter who gave you the drum, you can still play it within beat on any merengue song that comes on.
I don't know.
Nobody can play with that? I turn around. I can play it. Never mind. So that must be a Dominican.
Nah. I must be Caucasian.
All right. number 6. Christmas starts on the eve of the 24th and doesn't end until January 6th at Dia de los Reyes.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Most definitely.
We have like three parties and like two gift-giving opportunities. And it's like we get gifts on the 24th that we open, and then we go home and we open them on the 25th from the other people. Right. Then we go and we open again on January 6th. Well, some people celebrate it, not everybody.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, that's hilarious. All right, you ready? Number five. Sure. Your family is big enough to be confused with protesters. This is true. We might,
yeah,
you know,
I agree.
We populate like roaches. We do. We just take over. Like we do. All right, ready?
We might get canceled for that.
Yeah, that was a tough one. That was a real tough one. Yeah, we're going to get canceled for the next one too. Number four. The family is never ending. Someone is always some cousin of somebody's.
Listen, for sure in y'all's family, for sure.
What?
At a Christmas party, don't flirt with no one. They might be your cousin.
They are. Dude, I got cousins who aren't even real cousins. Like, they're just like cousins that we've considered cousins.
Esa la prima.
No joke. No joke. Every Christmas, I have like a FaceTime call and they're like, mira, your new prima. I'm like, who is this? And it's like some chick from Bolivia who I've never seen before.
Your new prima.
Yeah, it's like...
it's like we're
contracting new cousins to be a part of it. Oh, by the way, oh look, you're a member of the family. Oh yeah. Oh, you're the boyfriend of that one. You're a cousin now. That's it. So we just establish like certificates and give out cousin certificates. All right.
Yeah, she's like blonde hair with blue eyes. It makes no sense.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Not even part of the family. And they're like, yeah, that's a cousin of yours.
She's tenth cousin to the fourth degree removed.
Not even friend of friend's cousin. All right, so number three. One of the most important childhood memories include a chancla. You had to.
Always. Absolutely.
And if for somebody who doesn't know what a chancla is, it's a sandal. Yep. If you haven't gotten hit by a sandal, you probably didn't have a Latino childhood. So
sandal, flip flop, a slide, whatever we call it nowadays. Yeah.
Number two.
A switch.
Number two. You start dancing immediately when a song comes on.
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't even know how to dance. My body just moves and I look like a little string of spaghetti. Like, it makes no sense.
Like that little dancing dog in those TikTok videos and stuff like that.
You're talking about Stuart, the salsa dancing dog? That's literally how I look trying to dance to Spanish music.
I think that's how most people look when they start dancing to that in the middle of the street. They're like, da-da-da-da-da-da. And everybody's like, oh, wow, he can really dance. He's not really dancing, but it's like, you know, hey, that's a Latino thing. And the number one reason or the number one sign that you might be Latino is Vicks Vapor Rub is the go-to remedy to everything. It doesn't matter what you got. We're going to put Vicks on it.
I drink that. Like every
Corona could have cured this.
Corona?
A long time.
Put it all over my eyeballs. It fixes everything.
You didn't see that TikTok from Lala Anthony?
No, I don't think I saw that one.
The one that she has the Vicks. She's like, you know, you Puerto Rican and this is that. If you got COVID, put on some Vicks. If something happens to your butt, put on some Vicks. Like, she was just like, if you have a fever, put on some Vicks. I'm like, oh my God, this is hilarious. But it's true. Vicks cures everything.
And inject it. You inject Vicks, your COVID is going to go away. Just take it straight up. Just melt it and just put it right in the vein. For those of you guys listening, do not do that because we will get canceled tomorrow. So we're not telling you.
Full disclaimer. It's only a joke.
You know, I have the attorneys standing by. Do not inject that stuff on there. But put it right above your lips so that you can breathe better at night. It makes a good sense right on your chest.
Ponte el culo, ponte Vicks.
Okay, that I'm not going to try. I'm not going to put, you know, that's going to hurt.
That's what she says. Si te duele el culo, if your ass hurts, ponte Vicks. That's what she's
saying. Oh, my goodness.
That's going to burn like hell.
That is going to burn.
Yes.
Well, it's like the big fat Greek wedding, whatever, or whatever it's called, with the Windex. You don't remember that movie? They were spraying Windex. Oh, Windex. Oh, something happens, spray the Windex. What was it called?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Is it my big fat Greek wedding?
Yeah,
that one. My big fat Greek wedding. Yeah, in that movie, they
gotta get into college. Spray the Windex on the application.
Yeah,
do I win the prize? It sounded like a contest. You're like, oh, which one is it? Oh, my big fat Greek wedding. That's right. Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding. that one, spraying the Windex everywhere.
Yep.
All right.
Kissed or
dismissed.
The funny part about this is this is the very first kiss and dismiss where I'm actually the one who actually gets to tell the story. So wow. My kids are probably listening. They know part of the story because they were a part of it. They don't know the second half of the story. So I met a girl and she was really beautiful, or at least I thought beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but I thought she was very beautiful. And we spoke for a really long time. We met online. I think it was on Match. This was when I was way younger. I'm talking about like in my 20s. And my father and my brother were like, hey, you need to go and meet someone. And everybody was forcing me to try and do it. So I was like, you know what? Let me try it out. And so I tried to talk to this girl for quite some time. We hit it off. We were talking. We had a lot of similar interests. I was like, okay, well, since we're going to meet each other, let's go ahead and do something that's family oriented. So I was like, okay, let's go ahead and do that. We went to first go bowling in New York. They have like this little bowler alley at the Port Authority. So we went bowling there. And after that, we were like, hey, let's go ahead and turn around and go get something to eat. So this is the first sign that this may have been very, or was going to be very complicated. We all go to McDonald's. My kids are, you know, we all order our burgers, kids' meals, and so forth. And burgers come with pickles. My kids didn't like pickles. They don't like pickles. So she would leave the pickles, you know, everybody left the pickles behind. This woman went ahead and ate everybody's pickles. Just every, and I'm not talking about just like, you know, mine or something out of acuteness. No, she ate everybody's pickles. And so I was like, that's kind of odd. So
you can just let them go to waste.
Yes, but it's odd that she ate everybody's pickles.
Okay, but explain. The kids took out their pickles out of the burgers and left it there on the side, and she just went and grabbed it?
She was just like, oh, you guys don't eat pickles? And just started eating their pickles.
Oh, my God.
Wow. She would dig through the burger.
She's digging through the burger.
She digs through the burger.
Oh, my God.
Totally. Right before you take a bite, just ripping it up.
You know, this again, that's a little too close. It's a little too close.
Too close. That's so, cold. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, can't do that now. You'll turn around and catch something, the pickle lady. So what happened was we were like, I forgave that part. I'm like, okay, that's weird, but let me go ahead and see, you know, because I really like talking to her and so forth. We talked on and off for, you know, a period of 2 weeks. And so my brother turns around and says, hey, you know, you should definitely try to invite her over to dinner, because he was dating the girl upstairs and we were trying to make it like this double date. My father was invited to this. Now, keep in mind that when I say this, my entire family from this side is actually all Puerto Ricans. Keep that in mind because it's kind of important for when we get to this last part of it, all right?
Oh, God. Okay. Okay, go.
So this is a night, and by the way, I was the only Dominican in the group, so we're going to say that. All right.
We are going to say that, okay? All disclosure. Right.
I'm giving you context so you can see where this is going. I went ahead and was like, okay, this is going to be like a night with just couples. So I take my kids. I take them over to their mom's house for the evening. I'm like, okay, let me see what I can do to, you know, not put my kids involved in this, because I don't need any more of their food being stolen. So I drop them off. I come back. She finally comes over. We start the dinner. We're having some laughs. Now, me, I don't drink. I just can't stand alcohol. So I wasn't drinking. Everybody else was. They start telling jokes right in the middle of this. We were all doing fine, and they start telling jokes. And we finally get to the joke that is going to make you question what I did that evening. So she goes, as they're making these Dominican jokes at me, she lands this one. How many months does it take for a Dominican to take the trash out? I'll let you guys try and guess.
What? I don't know how many months. Yeah.
Boyka, 9
wow.
months.
Boom.
Wow.
Right in front of me.
That's a definite dismiss.
And she was, everybody, mind you, everybody in the room was laughing really hard. You know, a bunch of Puerto Ricans were sitting, ah, ha, ha. She was Puerto Rican too. Ah, ha, ha. And I'm sitting
like, I'm like holding in my laughter.
So, yeah, so I'm sitting there looking at them like, okay, I get that. Good job. Nice job on the delivery on that one. So for you guys to figure out whether I kissed or dismissed, you'll obviously have to come back next Wednesday for the answer to that. But what do you guys think before we even end this segment?
Big kiss with tongue.
Absolutely. I think you kissed her.
You know, yeah, why not? And then dismiss her.
Remember, you got a test drive. You got to, you know, go to the buffet first.
Yep.
And then you see. You know,
I think Joseph said you were like, yeah.
Hey, we make some questionable jokes on here. What's the difference?
Yeah, we do. We make jokes all the time.
Yeah.
The other day, like, you guys are roasting Cardi B. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I can just see Babbler's face though when she was. I can see like the.
It looks like the logo.
Yeah, like the light bulb and the question mark at the same time going off in his brain when she said
and
that.
And this
like,
is it. This is it. If nobody knows you're Dominican and they're cracking these jokes and whatever, it's kind of like, okay, I can let that slide because they don't even know I'm Dominican.
No, they knew.
But if they all know I'm Dominican, that's what I'm saying. If they all know I got three parts Dominican and they laughing like that, no, man, y'all all leaving.
Yeah. Stay tuned till next week that I dismiss the, the pickle lady. Kiss or dismiss? You guys that's going to be an interesting one. I don't ever have those situations, but, you know, I figured I'd throw one in there. My kids have been dying for me to give this one out because I never do kiss and dismiss. So we'll see what happens.
That's a good one.
That was a good one.
You took that one out of the back pocket.
Yeah, that was in the wallet, like, you know, like a non-used condom. It was just sitting there and I took it out.
I like it.
Very stored.
Like,
The pickle lady.
And I said a non-used condom, not a used one. That's disgusting.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
sorry.
But no, but even then.
My mind's always in the gutter.
But even then, that non-used, how long has that non-used condom been in that wallet? Because that has been
quite some time.
Oh, my God. Okay. Anyways,
Conspiracies Gone Wild with M. Mohican.
So, on Conspiracies Gone Wild, all right, so is the chip the mark of the beast, or are the Illuminati plotting world domination through the NWO, the New World Order, or is it just convenience? Join the conversation and call in or hit us up with a message. But essentially, USA Today, and this is dating back to 2017, but it was just funny. I kind of wanted to bring this up because there was a conversation the other day on Facebook pertaining to the chip. People stating, you know, they don't want the microchip because they're going to be tracked. Other people saying that it's for convenience purposes. So something popped up and I wanted to share it. Basically, the microchip is like a microchip encapsulled in like a size of a grain of rice. So it's about a size of a dime thereabouts, and it would go inserted in between that mass of your forefinger and your thumb, and it can go on either hand, right? And then for convenience purposes, and what has been discussed is it's a company that particularly started implementing this with their employees, and essentially is to grant them access into the building, into the food court, vending machines, and access into their computers. Now, they could also pay for their meals, and I think their checks and things of that sort are deposited through that chip. So that's this company kind of testing it with their employees to see how it's going to make it more efficient at their workplace, right? But again, so I say it's the microchip, the mark of the beast, and I say that because there's people that believe that there's going to be a mark, and that's going to determine the end of times. I'm also saying Illuminati, plotting world domination, because, you know, it's believed that these elite people up there in the top tier really want to kind of like hoard us around and have us doing their bidding, and this would be a way that they would be able to control us. But again, you know, going to some questions, ethical questions. This is for the crew and for you listeners. So an ethical question is, will we be able to consent? That's a question, you know, that I would have. Like, okay, can I choose to have it or not to have it? Right? So, I mean, or will it be mandatory? Kind of like how we're discussing vaccines now, where all this is going to lead to COVID and the vaccine. Is it going to be mandated where we all have to take it, or are we going to be able to consent? Or sign a waiver, claim religious rights, whatever, right? And then, so question for you guys. I mean, you guys answer. Answer. Give me your input. What do you guys think?
I agree with you. I feel like this is coming. This is the, you know, it's in the works. It's been in the works. And someday it might happen. And I really agree with you. I really do.
It reminds me of every episode of like Black Mirror, you know, like even the one with the chip where she can like see everything her daughter is doing. It's creepy.
Mm-hmm. And the one with the dislikes or likes where you turn around and you have like the code that you have will either remove or increase your favorability. And if you have low favorability, you can't even rent a good car. I can't remember that. That was one.
Right.
I remember that episode.
Well, right now in China, they have a little off the subject, but not really, because I think it's going to come into play with this as well. In China, they have a credit score for your behavior. So
wait, is this for real?
It's in the works. Yes, sir. Where there is, you get like a credit score based on your tantrum and what have you. So like, for instance, if someone sees you having a hissy fit and calls in that you're having this hissy fit, people come and, you know, calm you down, and it'll affect your credit score. And based on that is determined how easier it would be for you to access certain things like your credit score here. So it's not like it's unreal. I mean, it's
like a behavioral report, I guess.
Ooh, that would stress me out, man.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it's correct for people. Like, just think about it like this, right? Let's say someone right now. So a little bit off the subject, but not really, because I believe that with this chip, something similar can be done. And that's,
I found it. The pros and cons. I literally found it. I found what you're talking about.
Gotta go.
It's called the social credit system. It's a national reputation system being implemented by the Chinese Communist Party. The program initiated regional trials in 2009 before launching a national pilot with 18 credit scoring firm in 2014. In 2018, these efforts were centralized under the People's Bank of China with participation from the 8 firms, and in 2020, it is intended to be standardized. The assessment of citizens and business, economic, and social reputation, or social credit.
So, with that being said, right, it leads to my next question. So, the pros are, right, that the accessibility. Okay, so I have a daughter, I have a wife, a mom, a sister, family members that, hey, they have this chip, they get lost, they go missing, something happens. We can now track them, right? People were sharing on this post that, hey, if you have your cell phone, you're already being tracked. Yes, but if you get slapped up and they kill you and your phone falls over here and you're 50 miles away, your phone's not going to do you any good. So those are some of the pros. I see it, right? The accessibility, the convenience, your medical record, all that being in that chip. I get that. The cons is, can they just shut me off?
Right.
In that same vein, right? So that's where, to me, it gets a little creepy, you know? So,
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyways, again, it's a conspiracy. We don't know.
I feel again, the microchip is coming. I think it's coming.
The social one isn't a conspiracy. It's true. It's fine.
And there's the chip, where it becomes a conspiracy to me, right? As where I put it to the chip. Is it the mark of the beast and the times? Because there's biblical, but again, that's for another show, another segment. But some people might know what I'm talking about. Yeah. The people that don't subscribe to the religious aspect of it, a lot of them subscribe to Illuminati type figures, which are these elite people trying to control the rule and the shakers and the bakers. So the conspiracy comes in, is this chip really for the convenience purpose of it? Or is there a more sinister plan to it? Again, I've had several dogs. One of them I got from the Humane Society. One was chipped, one was not. I understood the chip for what it was. If my dog runs away or whatever, gets hit by a car, I can track them. But I don't know if I want that for humans, you know? So anyways.
Yeah. All right, well, let's change the topic before we get chipped.
Yes!
Before we get canceled.
Before we get canceled for, going up against the government's chip system. So reality TV with Hannah and Bree.
Yep.
All right. So tonight, Hannah and I got 3 words for you. And I think it's the moment everybody's been waiting for. Gavin sucking toes!
Oh my God. Yeah. Now, if you don't know what the hell we're talking about, first of all, lucky. But second of all, this is a show called Temptation Island that we watched, I guess it was probably last summer now, where all these couples go to this island and then they split into two based on gender. So you got the man island, you got the woman island. And on each, they flood those islands with the opposite sex. All these hot, sometimes not so hot singles are there to tempt you to cheat on your significant other. And then every week, they round up the contestants that are in those actual couples to show them clips of what their person was doing on their other island. Usually it's the worst possible clip they can find. And they just let them do their thing. However, we had a favorite instance, and I'll let Brianna tell you about that.
Yes. So on the show, Sonica caught her man Gavin sucking a random woman's toe. Now, I gotta ask, would you suck a stranger's toe? This is a question for everybody. You have permission
absolutely
to call in, share your
not
thoughts. We want to hear your story.
Yes,
you wouldn't suck a stranger's
in
toe?
Absolutely.
What
not
about for money? Would you suck a stranger's toe for money?
Oh, how much money? How much are we talking?
Oh, we're raising the stakes. How much would you do it for? That's the real question.
Maybe that $1.5 billion that Nick Cannon sued for. Maybe.
Would you suck it for free?
Exactly. Nah, I don't know.
So, yeah.
Ooh,
I
liked what one of the viewers said.
Nah.
One of the viewers actually.
For sure. I'm with Nicole. I am. I'm with her. I'm not sucking someone's toe, but I will let them suck mine. Absolutely.
Girl.
I won't suck a stranger's toe, but I'll suck a toe.
Only one? Oh, are you doing the whole foot?
Hold on.
Hey, listen. You start with the toe. From where it goes, nobody knows.
All right. We got a caller coming. All right, come on. Let's get our caller. Let's see. All right, I think we're online with Ronnie.
I wanted to call in concerning the controversy around sucking toes. Uh-huh. I personally feel like if you know somebody, it's easier to do that kind of weird shit. But I feel like on the show, because I actually watched the show, what happened is there was a pool party. Gavin was in the pool, and I guess it got, like, everyone was drinking whatever. Like, it was like, a weird environment. Like, the party was going crazy. The girl actually was, like, being lifted or something.
Right.
Her toe was, like, dipped in the pool, and then he started sucking it. I personally feel like, I think there was a comment saying, like, would you let a stranger suck your toe or something like that? I would not suck a toe myself, but I feel like if we were in a pool or something, like, that would be weird. But it wasn't, I don't know, like...
Stop toe shaming.
Yeah, like, I feel like personally, like, I don't know, like, that's my toe. I would be like, ew, like, I would try to, like, scoop it out of, you know, their mouth, but I wouldn't be... I wouldn't find it completely atrocious.
Would you stay, like, if you have a partner, though, would you stay with your partner if you found out they sucked the person's toe?
All right, well, personally, like... I don't know. That's nasty.
Right? When it happened, the girlfriend was like, I hope he ain't planning on kissing my mouth with those nasty mouths.
No, yeah. If you're with somebody, I definitely feel like, why are you sucking somebody's toes? Like, that's cheating on, like, a really, like, that says more than actually, like, doing something else. Like,
right?
Just, like, putting some random toe in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. You can have bunions all crusty. And then,
I do feel like, though, if it's like you're with your partner, you guys are really comfortable, whatever, you both showered, like anything can go down. Like that, I feel like it's different.
Right. I agree.
Yes. I'll suck a toe or two.
Yeah, they can suck
my toe. I guess if it's a clean toe.
Yeah.
If it's a clean toe, we'll suck a toe.
What about
hairy toes?
Hairy toes. Yeah, that was going to be my question. What if the toes were, I mean, I'm assuming that these girls weren't hairy. These toes weren't hairy from the girl, but what if.
You got the close up. So
yeah, we didn't. You're right. It may have been like what we were talking about, you know, the movie Boomerang. Remember when Eddie Murphy was sitting there paying attention to see if this girl, you know, took care of her feet? So maybe it's that. Maybe it's that situation. You know, what if the toe's hairy, though?
Oh my god.
Ew,
I would not be sucking anybody's. I personally feel I would not be putting anybody's toe in my mouth, but if my toe was hairy as hell and I just stuck in someone's mouth, you know, that's up to them. Like, do you like a little, you know,
listen,
wrinkles?
If the person has the foot fetish, they're gonna suck them hairy.
No, literally, that's like mustard to them.
Yeah.
Mustard.
That's like a little, that's like
seasoning. Absolutely.
the toe
guys,
jam.
The fans only. There's just people just getting money just by showing their toes. And that no, fans only.
Would you suck, would you suck Bigfoot's toe, though?
You know, that's why you don't put beach photos on the internet, because that costs money. You got to be really aware of what you put. Like, if you're by the pool, you got to crop the toes off.
I got one. Would you rather your significant other kiss somebody else or suck somebody else's foot?
Wait, it's either they kiss. So either they kiss somebody with their lips or they suck somebody's toe?
Suck somebody's toe.
And you're asking me if either one is acceptable and whether I would accept either one?
You gotta pick one. Life or death situation.
But what if I don't know why this is reminding me of the movie The Danish Girl.
Oh. Kiss him. You know
what?
I feel like their toes are so nasty, but like you really want them swapping saliva?
Okay, so let me answer this question. I'll chime in. I'm gonna have to say that I would rather them suck on the toe where I can just quarantine their mouth afterwards than for them to do something intimate, which I think kissing would be. I think kissing is more intimate than somebody just going and putting a toe in their mouth. That's just me personally, because once you start lapping licks, everything else turns on fire. You know, you get a toe, you know, the person may or may not react.
But once you start sucking toes, you know, you've reached a personal connection. I feel like, you know, that's it. You're bonded for life like the Avatar.
To reach the gross perspective, but not really, you know, I mean, unless you're really into, like, they can suck on
like
a toe.
Bojique.
You know, Bojique probably takes that. You know, it's like one of those popsicle sticks. He's all in, like, but you know.
Yeah, but listen, I'm not just gonna walk down the street. I'm not just gonna walk down the street and be like, yeah, hey, let me suck your toe. Or if somebody comes up to me and says, here, suck my toe. I'm not just gonna be like, yeah, I'm down. But yeah, in a relationship, bending the feet, hell yeah, we're gonna suck some toes. If I don't, somebody else will.
Everybody
that
got
those quarantine
be saying that.
You don't see, Bojica, I don't think that's not true though. You don't know if somebody else is gonna suck some toes just because you don't do it. That's not a thing. Yeah. People don't be sucking toes everywhere.
But listen, I'm telling you, there's
there's a lot of people
under this earth. There's a lot of people that got them foot fetishes. I'm telling you, homie.
I've heard it.
They got all kinds of fetishes.
They won't ask you how are you doing.
Their fetish is one of them.
They'll ask you how those beautiful feet doing today. They won't ask.
Yeah, they all work at Foot Locker. That's why. So you know.
Send me that foot soap
water. Oh God.
That's why they spend so much time trying to find the right size. They're like, you know what? This size doesn't fit you, but it fit perfectly. No, ma'am. I can find better.
Take off that sock. Take off that sock.
Oh my.
Hell no.
You know
let
what's
see
crazy?
Toes, you can get COVID. Let me see them toes.
You can get COVID by
sucking
toes.
When I was in eighth grade, I knew a girl who was with, I'm not going to say any names. I knew a girl that was with a guy and we would be hanging out and they would like take their socks off and he would be playing with her feet.
Oh my
and
God.
And now, like a few years later, we like looked up back and we're like, ew, that's nasty. Like, because we found out later on that he had a foot fetish. So we were like, oh shit, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Telling
that's
you.
What happened, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Oh man.
It's hot. Watch how our viewership is gonna go up after this.
Hey, because we're talking about sucking toes.
We don't want those viewers.
Yes. Yeah. Foot fetish folks.
I mean,
the foot
there
fetish
you go.
Folks.
Where they at? Hey, everybody's welcome here. We don't discriminate.
Foot fetish community.
We don't
you're
discriminate.
Welcome. I love
absolutely.
Gavin, if you're out there.
There was a great tweet about this moment on Temptation Island where someone was like, I would rather you straight up cheat on me. That is just nasty.
Oh my God.
People were
it's not that serious, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't think it's that serious either. But I mean, like I said, I welcome the toe sucking. I will not suck on anybody's toe.
No, yeah, but let's go back to what she just said, though. Don't tell me that... I mean, if you see somebody sucking your woman or man's toe, I mean, you're going to be upset. It's literally cheating anyways. I mean, you're sucking on another person's private sex. Right? Like, come on. They're sucking on somebody else's toes. Yes. And after that, they're going to try and kiss you and be like, ay, mi amor. Like, no. Like, you just sucked on this person's toes. Like, what is wrong with you?
Nah, brush your teeth first.
They get the walk-in papers.
They call me on kiss and dismiss, sucking toes or not sucking toes. That's...
Toes or not the toes?
Yeah, toes are private. We got somebody saying our toes private. Of course, toes are private. You don't walk around, you know, let them loose everywhere, just turning around putting them in people's mouth. It's the same thing.
Flops.
Hey, but nobody's going up sucking toes.
I mean,
Come on. So let me tell you something. If somebody came up to the beach and literally just got down on their knees or got down and, you know, and started sucking on your toes, that's not a private situation there?
My dog does it.
You're asleep on the beach and you're like, who is that?
Yeah, you wake up and somebody's sucking on your toes. Of course it's private.
I'm a toe person.
I'd be like, hey, I've been waiting for you.
Oh, my God. I'm actually a toe person. I actually look at people's feet. I'm like, oof.
I'm more of a teeth person. I look at people's teeth. If your teeth are nasty, we can't. I'm sorry.
So you suck teeth?
Suck teeth.
Just the thought of that was weird.
Ms. Rocky's in the closet.
No, meaning I don't have a foot fetish, but I do look at people's feet. And I'll like, if I'm with like my friends, I'll be like, oh my God, did you see those toes?
Oh my God.
Like, why are they wearing sandals? Like, one of those is like.
So note to self, I am not going to be next to Miss Rocky because she'll make fun of my dragon feet. So that's not going to happen.
Oh my God.
Note to self.
They have to be really like, fully ugly.
Note to self. Make sure I wear my sandals near Miss Rocky.
We're all gonna be at Rocky's barbecue with our feet curled.
Oh my God.
We'll have her suck all our toes.
Okay, so I have a question. After you find this out, and we'll go around robin here. So after you find out that somebody went ahead and sucked on somebody else's foot, Miss Rocky, you staying with them?
I don't know. No.
I don't know. No, or I don't know.
No,
you.
No, no,
or,
no, no.
The answer is no?
No, a stranger. So my man went on a show and sucked on some random stranger's feet is done
but
deal. Done.
I don't know. Is a stranger worse, or is it worse when it's somebody you are friends with?
Okay, if you're
both, anytime, period.
There you go. Okay, so I just wanted to clarify, because if he went and sucked on your best friend's toes, I'm pretty sure you'd be equally pissed off.
Hell yeah, Christina. Hell
absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely, right?
Absolutely, Christina.
So
nobody's feet.
What about you? Your girl turns around and sucks on somebody, some man's toes. What are you doing?
Walking papers.
She's out.
Pink slip.
Pink slip. That's it.
Infidelity agreement.
All right. So Bree.
Bree,
your man turns around and goes and sucks on some toes. What are you doing?
I was just going to make that joke. I was going to be like, you know, it'll be hard, but I'll have him sign some infidelity clause granting, you know, access to their children in full custody. I mean,
toe sucking.
Yeah, I think.
All right, Jessica.
I think we would get through it. I think it'll be a funny story.
Okay, then. All right. So she's like, we're going to get through it. He's like, well, you remember that time you sucked on that woman's toes? Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
That's the thing.
Great story for the great grandkids.
Yeah.
Right?
Great story for the great grandkids.
I was thinking of the movie The Danish Girl, which was a joke I said earlier, because she was just like, yeah, let's do this for fun. And then he ended up wanting to dress like a woman. Like he was like, I identify as a woman. And so I'm just like, great. I'm going to introduce him to toe sucking. And he's going to be like, oh, wow, I really like this. And he's going to want to suck everyone's toes. And that's it. I can't change him.
So. Yeah. Gonna convert him.
That's not the scenario. You're not the one introducing him to toe sucking. Let's stay on point. So he turns around, your man turns around, and out of nowhere, you find out that he was sucking some woman's toes. You keeping him, or you think you can get through that?
I mean, if he was drunk, then yeah, he was drunk. I mean, the situation.
Wow, we are just giving men a pass today. Okay.
If he was, I mean, real talk though, if he was like, I don't know. I feel like it's just sucking toes. Like, you know, it happened. Ha ha ha. He didn't even know what happened.
How drunk you gotta be, though? How drunk you gotta be to stick someone's foot in your mouth?
But, like, you mean, like, intimately, right? Like, romantically sucking someone's toes?
Yes, I'm not talking like a do or, you know, truth or dare type thing.
Oh, that's different. That's different. If he was romantically sucking someone's toes, yeah, we would have a problem because it's not my toes.
Okay, well, Gavin wasn't sucking nobody's toes because he was laughing about it. He was sucking on somebody's toes because he was like, hey, I'm going to suck on some toes.
Yeah.
No. Gavin was blackout drunk when he did it. He literally doesn't remember it. So when they like bring it up, he's like, wait, what are you talking? Yeah, his eyes were closed. He was blackout drunk when that happened.
That's not an excuse. People can't keep using the liquor as an excuse to why they do dumb shit.
Yeah.
But he literally doesn't remember it. He has to watch the playback.
Full of toes.
Yeah.
He had a mouthful of toes.
Exactly. He knew what he put
it in.
It wasn't a big
deal. Don't blame Johnny Walker.
Exactly. Don't blame Johnny Walker. It wasn't Jose Cuervo. Where they at? You know?
All right, Hannah.
It wasn't Jack.
Yeah.
Hannah, your man sucking toes. What you doing?
I don't know, man. I don't even want him sucking my toes. So the thought of him doing it to somebody else kind of skews me the hell out. But we have to have a conversation. It's not going to be funny, like Brianna said. It's going to be a serious conversation.
We're going to have a serious talk?
Yeah, you're going to be signing some clauses. I hereby declare I will not suck on an ankle.
Moving from toes to ankle. Hey,
that's the juiciest. That's the juiciest part.
Yeah. What about you, Babbler? What about you, Babbler?
Okay, first of all, let's get straight. I'm gonna ask. I'm gonna give mine last. I'm gonna ask our caller, Ronnie. So, Ronnie, your man sucking toes. What you doing?
The way I see it, toes and titties interchangeable in that whole sentence. Like he would be canceled.
And he would be canceled. There you go. All right. I like that.
Toes
and titties are interchangeable.
That
That's a good.
That was great. Double T's.
To give my feedback, here's the thing. First of all, I think it's absolutely disgusting to be sucking anybody's toes. You don't know where they've been. Doesn't matter. Especially if you're on a date. It doesn't, you know, you're just taking off a sock. You have no idea. Especially, you don't even know if they smell or not. You're just sucking toes. Whether it's in a pool, it doesn't matter. You're sucking toes. So if my woman was turned around and I found out she was sucking some man's toes, she can go and eat them toes for all I care. She out.
Nah, I'm gonna throw up.
Yeah. Just go take them, swallow on the hairs, do what you gotta do. Just yow. I ain't having nobody who's sucking on somebody else's toes.
She's got a little piece of nail in between her tooth.
Yeah,
we have a caller
well on the chat, Laura. She says it's very personal for her. It's very personal. You have to have that connection just to go and suck on anybody's toe. I agree. Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right, guys. Well, that's the end of our show. Follow us on Latin Babbler, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Go look at our new Latin Babbler website, www.latinbabbler.com. You can catch all of our episodes there, all of our previous episodes. We're now on IMDb. We're pretty much going everywhere. We're still waiting on Pandora, but they're going to turn around and get us. But once again, the team
is out.
We'll catch you next Wednesday.
Ciao, ciao.
Later, fam.
Later.
Peace out.
Five-star baby.